Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim on Daf Yomi. We are now on the Mishnah on Daf Yod Chet Amud Bet. This is Mishnah Dalad of the second Perek. And we now are turning away from the distinctions between Nedarim and Shvuot and looking merely at some of the definitions of Nedarim. Stam Nedarim Lahachmir Ufer Usham Lahakel. A neder that is unexplicated, where it could have several different meanings, we rule lahachmir. We take the meaning that would obligate it as a neder. Uperusham lahakel. But if the person explains which meaning he intended, then we will accept that even if it is lenient. Ketzad, here's an example. Amar harei alaik basar maliach ki ay nesach. If the guy points to something and says this, I'm regarding this like salted meat. Or like libated wine. And then he said, Im b'shel shamayim. If he said, what I meant was that which is given to heaven, the meat that goes on the Mizbeach, the wine that's libated on the Mizbeach, then asur. Then it's asur because that's a valid neder. Im b'shel avorot kochavim nadar. But if he says, I'm equating this to the meat that's brought to Avodah Zarah, or wine that's libated to Avodah Zarah, mutar. Because, of course, Avodah Zarah is not a devar hanidor. But if he didn't explicate, then it's asur. That's what the meaning is. An unexplicated equivocal neder, equivocal tethering is asur. Hareya like a cherem, another example. Im kacherem shel shamayim asur. Im kacherem shel kohanim mutar. Cherem shel shamayim is something where you dedicate your field to the mikdash, it's a hektesh, etc. If on the other hand you give it to the kohanim, that's a gift. That's mutar. All right, ve'im stam asur. Now, this example already is going to be within the providence of Reb Meir, as we'll see in a moment. If you didn't give an explication to it, then we rule that it is asur. Harei like ma'aser, if you said this is going to be to me like ma'aser, so if you then said, im k'maser behema nadar, if you meant maser behema, which every tenth animal that goes through the counting piece has to go to the mikdash, asur, the im shel negorin, but if you meant maaser of the crop, which is given to the levi, but anyone can eat, mutar, v'imstam asur. Again, the default, we go l'chumra, even though you may have meant the goren, you didn't explain it, we go l'chumra. Harei alai ketruma, same thing if you said truma, im ketruma talishka nadar, if you're referring to the truma talishka, which is that money which is lifted up from the baskets. Three times a year in the mikdash, and that money is all hektesh, and it's all used for korbanot, then that's a valid neder. Im shel goren mutar, but if you're referring to truma, which is given to the kohanim, which we already saw in the first mishnah on our parak, is an invalid tethering, then mutar. Mistam asur, again. Now, divrei Meir, that's for Meir's ruling. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with the Meir on the last three, cherem, maaser, and truma. Says follows, stam, truma, bi Yehuda, asura. If you said truma in Yehuda, then we assume it to be asur, but galil mutar, but in the north we say it's mutar. Why? She'ena she'galil makirin trumat alishka. People in the north aren't that familiar with trumat alishka. They don't can go to the Beit HaMikdash, they're not that familiar with it, so when they say truma, they don't have that in mind. And therefore, stam charamim bi Yehuda mutarin, a normal cherem given in Yehuda. If somebody says this is like a cherem, then that is mutar. It's not a valid neder. Begalil asurin. But in the Galil, it's asur. Why? In the Galil, they were not accustomed to donating a field to the Kohanim, and therefore when they said cherem, they meant the Shamayim. So if they, before they said, Hareza like a cherem, they meant cherem l'shamayim. Okay, but the basic principle of our Mishnah, and that's what we'll deal with in this podcast, that concerns us is safek nedarim lahachmir. Good. Uvahatanan, we have a Mishnah in Taharot, and I replicate it on the page. Safek nezirut lahakel. That a default of nezirut, which is a subset of neder, is lakula. Which means that if somebody made made himself a conditional, we'll see an example of this, made himself a nazir based on a condition that's unclear if that condition was fulfilled or what he meant by the condition. Then we go leniently and say he's not a nazir. So Amar Avizera Lokasha, we solve it. Harab Elazar Harabanan, that our Mishnah, Lachmir, is Rabbi Eliezer. And that Mishnah, I'm sorry, that the Mishnah in Taharot is Rabbi Eliezer, and our Mishnah is the Rabbanan. The Tanya Makdish Chayato Vehemto. If somebody is Makdish, not all of their animals, they say, I'm Makdish, all my Chayot and all my Behemot. We have this animal called a Kvi, which is some sort of a unclear if it's a Chay or Behema, and that's, of course, mentioned in the Mishnah in Bikurim, in the second parak. Hikdish Lakri. Rabbanon say that the kri is included because it's a suffik chai, a suffik behema, and therefore it's included. Rabbi Lazar Omer Lo Hikdish Lakri says the kri is not included. In other words, Rabbi Lazar says when you dedicate something, you're only dedicating that which is clear and certainly within the purview of what you said. So man damar mamono ma'ayel sveika. So according to Rabbanon, who say you're willing to have your mamon come in via a suffix to become sanctified, so you'll also include yourself. Somebody who says even your possessions, it's only the things that you intended that are clear and unequivocal that are included. So gufe, certainly you're not going to have your own person because you have your status changed based on a suffix, and therefore we say that Rabbi Lazar must be the author of that Mishnah in Taharot, who said that Suffolk Nezirut Lahakel, and that our Mishnah is the Rabbanan. Now that, of course, means Nezirut and Nedarim are all dealt with the same way. Okay. Amar Abaye. So Abaye challenged this reading, and he said, V'mayu kim to the Suffolk Nezirut Lahakel, you said that the Mishnah, Suffolk Nezirut Lahakel in Taharot, is Kerbali Ezer, Eima Seifa. Look at the next part of that Mishnah. It's also in the replicated piece. Suffolk Bechorot. Let's say that calf was giving birth, and one that was twins, and one head came out, and the other head came out, and it was unclear which was first. Chad b'chor adam, chad b'chor behema, is true about a human or about an animal. Bein tmei bein tahora, hamotzei chaver l'avraya. The Kohen has to prove that this one really was the first one for him to get his shkalim, and he can't, or to get the Bechor, in case of Bechor Behema Tahara, and he can't, and therefore you're not chayiv. However, Batani Allah, Asur Megizav Avodim, and you still deal with them stringently, and say that both of them are not allowed to be, in the case of animals, are not allowed to be worked or shorn as the din of a Bechor. So we say, Suffik Lechumra. Right? And so there's an internal contradiction within the Mishnah in Taharot based on that commentary, Asur Megizav Avodah, which is not in the Mishnah. So the problem is not really Rabbi Elazar, the problem is just within the Mishnah. Amar Le, Amaykum Adamin Kedusha Abami Elaha Kedusha Abami De Adam. Rabbi Zera said back, why are you comparing Kedusha, which is inherent, which comes from the fact that it was born, as opposed to Kedusha, which is based on your statement? The suffix of your statement here, we're trying to figure out what did you mean. Whereas here, it's a suffix in reality, which one was born first. You can't compare the two at all. Ali kasha, hai kasha. But I do have a different question on the Mishnah and Taharot, which is, suffix mashkin the tame, the tame acherim tahor. The rest of the girsa here should not be read like the Rashba and other Rishonim say. That the Mishnah in there in the set in the fourth parak of Taharot that lists all the tzvikot and how we deal with them says that the suffik of mashkin. Remember mashkin? We saw this a while ago in Psachim and in Chagiga that mashkin, liquids, can become tamei and can also be matame others. Question is whether that tuma is d'oraita at all, whether there is any tuma d'oraita of liquids. So now suffik mashkin li tamei. If you have mashkin, then it's unclear if they're a tamei. So to themselves, they're tamei, but to the tamei others, we say is tahor. Good. and we said that's in that Mishnah, and you're saying that set in Taharot is authored by Rabbi Elazar. How could Rabbi Elazar be the author of that statement? Rabbi Elazar himself is the one who said there is no tumat mashkin midoraita at all. So certainly, if it was a safek, he wouldn't say it's tamei. Teidai, and what's his proof? It's a famous Mishnah idiot. Yossi ben Yoezer, back from the first century BCE, testified that a particular kind of grasshopper or something is tahor, and that all of the liquids in the Beit HaShchit and the Beit HaMikdash are tahor, meaning there is no Tumat Mashkin d'oraita, and therefore the Tumat Mashkin that's d'rabbanan, they didn't apply to the Beit HaMikdash. And therefore, Rabbi Elazar says, you see that there is no Tumat Mashkin d'oraita. So if that's the case, how could Rabbi Elazar be the author of a statement that says, Safik Mashkin l'tame? We wouldn't go Safik on a d'rabbanan l'chumra, and therefore he can't be the author of the set of Mishnayot and Taharot. Now, parenthetically, that will work for Rabbi Elazar who says that the Dachin in that Mishnah says it's Tahor to be Matami others. If he says, according to Yosef Ben Yoezer's testimony, that the liquids in the Beit HaMikdash, in the Beit HaMikdachayim, did have their own Tumah if they touched something Tameh. They just weren't Matami others. So that means Midorait, the liquids have their own Tumah. Then we could say Rabbi Elazar is the author of the Mishnah there. Ava el Rav, the Amar Dachin Mamish, but according to Rav, who says they really are Tahor, they have no Tumah at all, Ma'ikol Meimar, you can't answer that, which means you have to then turn around, at least according to Rav, and say the author of the set of Mishnayot and Taharot is not Rabbi Eliezer. And therefore, we're back to square one. Who is the author of the Mishnah in Nedarim, our Mishnah, who says Stam Nedarim Lahachmir? And then, who is the author of the Mishnah in Taharot that says Stam Nezirut Lahakel? Ella, Harabi Yehuda, Harabi Shimon. So Rava seems to be the one to answer that the Mishnayot are authored, all respectively, by Rabbi Yehuda and by Rabbi Shimon. Actually, our Mishnah is Rabbi Shimon. How do we say that? The Tanya, Harayni Nazirim Yesh Bikri Azeb Me'akur. If a guy takes a neder, again, we're back to Nazirut, and says, I'll be a Nazir if that pile in the granary has 100 kur, Ralachman Soshin Gamo Shavah, and then you went and you found that it wasn't there, it was lost or stolen. Rabbi Shimon says you're not a Nazir. Rabbi Shimon says, yes, you are a Nazir. So you see that Rabbi Yehuda says that a person will not enter into something misafik. So if they said something that was unclear as to the meaning, then you're not really a Nazir. And therefore, Stam Nazir Lahakel. And he's the author of the Mishnah in Taharot. As opposed to Rabbi Shimon, who seems to be the author of our Mishnah, says a person is willing to enter in something where the reality is kind of muddled about it. He really does mean to be a Nazir. Right? Now, parenthetically, Rami to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda. That brings us to a challenge within Rabbi Yehuda, because if Rabbi Yehuda is the author of the Mishnah in Taharot and opposes our Mishnah, how does he speak up in our Mishnah? Me, I'm Rabbi Yehuda, Lamayel, and Ishnafsh, the Sfeika. Since when does Rabbi Yehuda say that a person does not enter into a case of a Safek? Or Amini, we have a challenge. Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Stam Truma, Rabbi Yehuda, Asura. Our Mishnah, in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda said, in Yehuda, a person says Truma, this is like Truma, then it's Asur, because the person knows about Truma Talishka. Bagalil Muteret. Bagalil, it's Muter. Why? Because people in the Galil don't know about the Truma Talishka. Now, Tamadein Makirin, so Behuda's argument is premised on the notion that the people in the Galil aren't aware of Truma Talishka. Ha Makirin Asurin, if they did know about Truma Talishka, then it'd be Asur. Right? Which means that a person is willing to enter the case of a Safek. But of course, the critical difference here is between Nazirut and Neder, because even though Nazir is a subset of Neder, the consequences of a Safek Nazirut are far different than the consequences of a Safek Neder. Safek Neder, you have to avoid the thing just like it was a Vada Neder, but the consequences are less. You don't get Makot. Alright, so let's see. Rava gives the answer. Gabe Kri Kasavar, in the case of the Kri, what did Rabbi Yehuda say? I'm a Nazir if there's 100 things there and he comes and finds they're not there. You're not a Nazir. Why? His reason is, Kol shesfeko chamur mivada, the me'al nafshiz l'sfeka. Anytime that the Safek will be worse than the Vadai, a person doesn't intend to get involved with the Safek. And therefore, unless there's 100 kor there, he's not a Nazir. That's what he intended. Why? De ilu gabi Nazir Vadai, if you're really a Nazir, I have to 30 days. You bring a korban, you shave, you're done, you're finished. Asfeko the watz migalech. You can't do that if you have a suffix because you can't bring the korban because you don't know if you're really a nazir. And if that's the case, you're stuck forever. So a suffix nazir is far worse than a vada nazir. So I'm a Ravuna Bar Yehuda Rava. So he challenged Rava. What if I'm Rav Harani Nazir Olam? What if the guy said, I am a nazir forever? Then what would Rav Yehuda say? Because in that case, the Safek is no worse than the Vadai, because either way, you can't shave forever. So Amar Lei, Rava said, you know what? Nazir olam nami sfeko chamur mivadai. Even that, the Safek's worse. Why? Te'ilu vadai ichbid saro. In the case of a regular Nazir olam, if his hair gets too heavy, or his mustache overgrows, so he can't eat, meiko batar mevi shalosh beimot. What you do is you shave a little bit, and you bring a korban, and then you go back and continue being a Nazir. But you can't do that for your Safek because you can't bring the korban, and therefore you can never lighten up. So being a Safek Nazir is worse than being a Vada Nazir, even if it's Nazir Olam. So now, Amar Harini Nazir Shimshon Mai. So he asked again, what if the guy said I'm a Nazir Shimshon? A Nazir Shimshon, which we're going to get to when we get to Masachet Nazir, is a particular kind of Nazir that can never shave and never lighten up at all. Never, not under any circumstances. That's not any worse than a Vada, than a Safek. So Amar Harini Nazir Shimshon Latanya. So Rava said, that's not in the Braita. I, we have a report from Ravada Bar Ava that the Braita does say Nazir Shimshon, and it's also dealt with the same way that Rabbi Yehuda says is Mutter. So then we're like, Tanya, Tanya. So if it says it, it says it. There's nothing I can do about it. There's a machloket. Rishonim have had to read that phrase, Itanya, Tanya, in general. Does that mean I'm disregarding it? Or does it mean if it says it, I can't do anything about it? But in any case, so perhaps we'll say lo plug. So if that's the ruling, then we apply it to all Nazirut. In any case, that was how we answered the problem. To roll back, our Mishnah says, Stam nedorim lahachmir. And so now, Rava's answer is, to that is going to be, sure, Stam nedorim lahachmir. Everybody will agree with that, because in Neder's a Doraita, a person will create a scenario for himself where he is in a state of suffix, because the suffix is not worse than a vadai. So we'll say that's what he really meant to say, and based on the suffix, we'll rule on it. However, in the case of Nazir, at least Rabbi Yehuda will say, a person's not going to create a situation for himself where he may end up being a suffix Nazir, which is worse than a vadai Nazir. Then he certainly didn't mean to enter, and therefore we interpret his words in a way that says that's not what he had in mind, and he's not a Nazir at all. Now, Rashi gives a different answer. Rashi Amar Hahi, Rabbi Yehuda Mishumar Tarfonhi. The ruling of Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. The ruling of Rabbi Yehuda about the Nazir and the Kri, if there's 100 there, then I'm a Nazir, etc., is Rabbi Yehuda quoting his Rebbe, Rabbi Tarfon. Tanya Rabbi Yehuda Mishumar Rabbi Tarfon Amer. What does he say? Ain't Echad Mehem Nazir. When you have two guys standing there, and one guy says, I'm a Nazir if that guy is Joe. And the other guy says, I'm a Nazir if that guy isn't Joe. Then, even if it turns out he is Joe, Bitarfan says, neither one of them is a Nazir. Why? Shlefi shelo nitna nazirut el lafla. Because nazirut requires hafla, ishki yafli. A person has to have a clear, unequivocal, decisive expression to become a Nazir. And when you made your nazirut conditional on something that was clearly ambiguous, because the guy next to you made the exact opposite condition, therefore neither of you is a Nazir. And therefore we see that Rabbi Tarfon has the opinion that a person does not create for a Nazirut for them, but Safek. Rabbi Yehuda could have his own opinion, which he could agree with Rabbi Shimon, and he could agree with Rabbanan, that Stam B'Hachmir. So, Ihachi, my ear, Yeshinigna Rashavad. So if that's the case, why did the ruling about the Kri have to pick a case where it was lost or stolen? It could just pick a case where it wasn't lost or stolen, or where it was there and you came and counted it. According to Rabbi Tarfon, you're still not a Nazir, because Rabbi Tarfon effectively says you can never be a Nazir when you make a condition on it. Right? Why is the stolen and lost piece there? To show you how far Rabbi Shimon will go. If a gab the nignan val shavad, even though the stuff is stolen, kasav rayo nishnaf shilas feika, Rabbi Shimon still holds a person will enter something like that based on a safek, and therefore he says you really are a nazir. Okay, we will complete our study of this mishnah in the next piece. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, we'll finish it right now. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Stam Truma B'Yehuda. Good. So now, what did the Mishnah say? What did Rabbi Yehuda say? That a Stam Truma in Yehuda, we say, is L'Chumra, but not in Galil, because in Galil they don't know about Truma Talishka. Ha Makiri Nasuri, Namas Feka L'Chumra. Again, this is something that we saw earlier. So I must say, for Stam Charmin B'Yehuda Mutarin, Galil Asurin, Shenan Shigal Makirin Et Charmeh HaKohanim, Ha Makirin Mutarin. So watch what we said. In Galil, with Truma, we say that it's Lekula, because they don't know about Truma Talishka. So obviously, if they did know about it, we would say, well, since we don't know what they meant, we go Lechumra. Now look at the second statement. If you have Stam Charamin B'Yehuda, then it's Mutter. Why? And in Galil, it's also because they don't know about Charmei Kohanim. So obviously, if they did know about Charmei Kohanim, we'd say, well, they could have meant this, could have meant that. We go Lekula. So Amar Baye Sefer Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Tzadok. He says the Sefer is not Rabbi Yehuda, it's Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Tzadok. The Tanya Rabbi Yehuda Omer Stam Truma B'Yehuda Asura. Tzadok Omer Stam Charamim B'Galil Asurin. That last statement really has to have a plug-in that says it's not Rabbi Yehuda, it's rather Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Tzadok, who says that a Stam Charam in Galil is Asur, which means that Rabbi Yehuda will always say Sfeika L'Chumra, and the only time that we'll say it's the Kula is if there's only one way to interpret it there. But if there were two ways to interpret it, then we would always go l'chumra. Rav Elazar, Rav Tzadok says, no, in Galil, astam cherem is asur. But that's only because they don't know about cherem kohanim. If they knew about cherem kohanim, we'd rule leniently, and he would say, charamim are l'kula. Okay. Im yirtzeh Hashem, in the next podcast, we'll pick up at the next Mishnah on Daf Chaf Amud Aleph and complete our study of the second parak. Everybody should have a wonderful day.